Conditions for Freedom, Area Number 2, Anchors to Your Actions. In this recording, we're going to uncover why conditions for freedom must include the right rituals and routines for your life and desires. You'll learn how your relationship with decision-making impacts every aspect of your life and how to start shifting this ASAP. And we'll explore the exact anchors you personally need to be able to eat with gusto, have adventure, live fully, and love freely. So let's start off with what is an anchor. Textbook definition: a heavy device that is attached to a boat or ship by a rope or chain and that is thrown into the water to hold the boat or ship in place. Bottom line, it's what gives the ship safety during its journey when the waters get rough, the crew need to take a break, or it's time for play. So an anchor is what we can throw down to keep us in alignment, keep us grounded, and on the course we want to be on, not be dragged about by the wind, the tossing waves, or drifting. Anchors do not mean we have to be rigid, boring, following rules, disciplined, or strict. So let me explain. For my whole life, I thought and told others that I thrived in spontaneity. I loved the ability to pick up and go at a moment's notice. Travel to Paris? I'll pack my bags in 10 minutes. I'm in. Free ticket to a concert? Tonight? Sign me up. It's 10 at night, nothing to do. Let's go camp on the beach. Yeah! I thrived in these circumstances. It's what triggered my creativity and passion and spark for life. And I thought that the more spontaneity and travel and non-defined schedule, the better. And as life changed, and I moved from the scheduled routine of kindergarten through 12th grade to college to graduate school and then to owning my own business and setting my own schedule, the more free I became, or so I thought. And even though work hours became longer and more purpose-filled, I found myself engaging in play, purpose, freedom, joy, creativity, and spontaneity less and less. So how could the exact thing that fed my soul be absent from a schedule that I could create? Well, the answer: rhythms of life, routines, and consistency. When we can find our rhythm and routines and consistency in life in the right place, the right way, and the right timing for ourselves, we can be anchored and obtain the vision we desire to create and embody. We become so much more aware of our choices, especially food. We become more in tune and present in relationships. We're more productive. We're more engaged in passions and authenticity, and we are enjoying life. So the definition of rhythm is movement or procedure with uniform or patterned recurrence of a beat, accent, or the like. Bottom line, I like to think of rhythm as that recurrence of a beat. It keeps coming. It's the same one throughout the whole song. And rhythm is a movement and a reoccurrence that provides reassurance. We thrive when our lives are stable and we have the reassurance that we're moving in the right directions and with the right rhythm. There's a reason most kids thrive in structure and routine, as long as we uncover what their rhythm and routine is. There's no blanket approach, remember that. So, in short, it was my exact rhythm pieces that I had before in those educational settings that fostered the conditions I needed in order to be spontaneous, creative, passionate, and so on. It was the very thing I thought I was against, routine, that truly created the conditions for what I needed to thrive. So the rhythms of life, waking with the sun and sleeping with the setting, the nature and rhythm of changing seasons, the consistency of a Saturday morning brunch or a Sunday afternoon phone call with your grandma, or the morning routine of brushing your teeth or having a cup of coffee while reading the newspaper. All of these set the rhythm and consistency we need in order to thrive and follow through with other areas of our life that we truly value and feed our souls. Rhythm gives us something we can count on, depend on, when nothing else goes as planned. It gives us consistency so that we are able to make the spontaneous choices in the moment. And the rhythm gives us a path and routine to know when we need food, when we need downtime, and when there are free moments to create, be spontaneous, be free, and be simply you. There is freedom in structure and rhythm. So today, we're going to start exploring this anchor condition for freedom and success by looking at one of the most researched and proven anchors available. So to kick it off, answer this question. What is your current morning routine? What do you do from the time you wake up until you arrive at work? Or until you get your kids out the door? Or until you start writing or painting? How do you spend those first precious few hours of your day? Throughout history, certain famous and quote-unquote successful people have had very distinct morning routines. Some examples include Winston Churchill, who worked in bed until 11 a.m., dictating to his secretaries and taking a whiskey and soda before rising. Ben Franklin, who would wake at 4 a.m., eat, wash, and then pondered for 2 hours the question, "What good shall I do this day?" He did that every single day without fail. Then we also have Stephen King, who starts his day with coffee, water, and his vitamin, and sits down to write exactly at 8 a.m. every day. These are just some examples. If you Google morning routines, hundreds will come up of examples of other people. But the point is how someone starts their day seems to provide insights into awareness and intention for their day. So why such focus on the start of the day? Why the morning routine? What does a morning routine do? Well, study after study, and my own experience, shows that people who drop as many certainty anchors or routine anchors around them, especially in the morning, creates a foundation for stability. The start to a day where we are grounded, purposeful, aware, and connected to ourselves, so that later in the day, we are free to be fully creative, excited, brave, take risks, and continue to choose decisions, what is best for ourselves. So Jonathan Fields, who studied this exact morning routine phenomenon, states that we can work comfortably with uncertainty when we know we're grounded and safe in the basic parts of our lives. When we start our mornings with chaos and we're rushing, focusing on everything and everyone but ourselves, we launch ourselves into our day with the exact same tone, lack of appreciation, and inability to choose much good for ourselves. Making choices for food that is actually good for us, not just our taste buds, relaxation, and even movement or exercise is exponentially more difficult. It feels chaotic and we have nothing to ground ourselves or anchor ourselves. So we continue with the crazy chaotic cycle and choices. So the more anchors we can drop, especially at the beginning of our day, the more we are able to take control of our day. And what I mean by control is take control of your life, your joy, your choices, your freedom, and being able to own it. So by crafting your morning routine, it lets you rise without worries, delays, wanderings, confusions, those things that typically get us down in the mornings. It gives you possibly the only space for yourself all day, and it gets you rooted in what's important to you and what you value. And it also provides a small amount of time to remind yourself that life can be simple and slowed down and done with ease. How we start our day indicates to ourselves how much we value ourselves, how much care we are willing to give ourselves, and thus how much love and care we are willing to give others and the world. Creating a simple structure around the things that matter to us is the only way to ensure we lead a meaningful life. Otherwise, distractions take over. As humans, we do not like having to depend on discipline to make things happen. It's too much for us, too punishing, too backwards. No, we are creatures of habit, and we need patterns and routines and rituals in place that can slide into with ease in order to propel us forward further and faster to our desired outcomes. We have to have these routines and rituals to be able to sustain any other changes. And the beauty of this is that your morning routine doesn't have to be complicated in order to help you create the life you love. In fact, less options in the morning is very key. Studies show we have limited decision-making energy in general. We have a certain quota of how many decisions we can make in a day. And when we reach that quota and continue to try to make decisions beyond it, we make rash decisions, decisions that are not in alignment with us, and it drains our energy. Decision-making all day long actually depresses us. It's best to autopilot our mornings as much as possible so we can eliminate as many angsty choices. We want to throw down our certainty anchors and own our day. with more energy and the pieces for a life where we fully come alive and in love. So, to autopilot mornings and make them feed our souls, where do we start? So take a moment and think of your current morning routine. Now think of your routine in light of this example of the way of a lot of mornings start for other women. We wake up, drag yourself to the bathroom, jump in the shower, maybe shower. Your eyes are groggy, maybe get the kids ready and out the door. You might shove some breakfast in you before running out the door to volunteer. Or maybe you eat in the car on your way to work or yoga class. Maybe at your desk at work, or maybe you skip breakfast altogether. You rush into your day. You're go, go, go. And then at the end of the day, you can't figure out how it went by so fast and why you kicking the caffeine and sugar and snacks and foods you wish you wouldn't keep eating is so dang difficult. Or wondering why you have no energy to think about plans for the weekend or simply what's for dinner. So what part of your current morning routine resembles that scenario? And then what part embodies this? I am beautiful, valuable, confident, and know how to take care of myself and live my dream. What part of your morning routine embodies that? Now, if you're like most women, you may have one or two things you do, and that's awesome. Maybe you have a special lotion you put on, or reading the paper, or a couple blogs for 5 to 10 minutes. But more often than not, there are very few things women have in their routines that get them loving life and themselves first thing. Oftentimes as women, we just think we don't have enough time, or the self-care and morning piece is just not that important. And this is the exact wrong way to start your day if you want to live a life fully alive, beautiful, and free. So this week we are dropping anchors and focusing directly on uncovering and crafting your perfect morning routine. And it's the morning routine experiment. What that means is that just like testing cookie recipes, we have to try a couple different recipes with different ingredients that make you thrive. And know that what may be your favorite cookie in the winter may be different in the summer. Routines can shift and change based on where you're at in life, but there is always a routine and a rhythm needed. So in the Anchors Soul Worksheet, there are several questions to get the wheels turning on what this could look like for you. If you keep coming up with, I don't have enough time, or I can't give that to myself, I want you to ask yourself the simple question, what do I need in order to be able to have this be a part of my morning routine? Open the door for possibility and see what you need to shift, ask for, or receive in order to create the morning routine that fuels you for your entire day. And I'm going to give you 4 easy action steps to implement with this week that I have found to bring mega results. 3 are habits, super, super easy habits, I promise. And the last one you can find in your food exploration guide, which is our breakfast experiment. So the first piece, hot water and lemon. Starting your day with hot water and lemon. Within the first 5 to 10 minutes of waking, I want you to turn on that kettle or pot or whatever. Boil some water, squeeze a wedge of fresh lemon, take a deep breath, and drink up. Yes, it's a ritual that helps ground us, but after waking up from a long night's sleep, your body's dehydrated. Often we put food into our bodies before ever drinking anything except coffee. This perpetuates dehydration. It keeps our energy low, our skin lackluster, and our digestion sluggish. By adding warm water first thing in the morning, we combat this issue. And by adding in the lemon, we enhance the natural detoxification process in our bodies. Lemon stimulates peristalsis in your tendons, meaning we get the crap moving out of there, and lemon is a natural waker-upper. So the first one I want you to experiment with for the morning routine is hot water with lemon. It's a must, must, must. Okay, next one I want you to experiment with is no cell phone, email, text message, social media, checking for the first 15 to 30 minutes of your day. And I know there are some of you who are probably having a little panic attack. We use our phones for everything nowadays, and with our morning alarm being one of them. It makes it so easy to turn the alarm off and dive right into emails, Facebook, Twitter, messages, and more. There is nothing about this that grounds you and empowers you for the day. Absolutely nothing. It puts us in a mode of reactiveness instead of empowerment and proactive. So I want you to vow for at least a week, it's an experiment, you don't have to do it forever, but vow to not check anything on your phone for at least 15 minutes, and 30 minutes is the goal. And if you need to get a separate alarm clock, you can find portable nightstand ones for $5 to $10 that will let you set the alarm and keep your phone in another room so you aren't tempted. And I mean this. It's an experiment. Okay, the last step that is so fun to implement and to help you add a little spice and love to the morning routine you are implementing is we're going to be putting our theme song in place. Yes, this sounds fun, but there is always a why for what I ask you guys to do. So music. Music has the ability to raise our mood. It makes us more somber. It can boost our energy. It can increase our tears and remind us of certain memories or time periods in our lives. Its physical and neurological ability to instigate motivation and change is statistically and research proven. There are so many workout music lists created for download, selected lists for spin classes, meditation classes, and even for Buddhist monks and Catholic masses. Music creates a connection and emotional response that can rarely be duplicated. And when we select the right musical notes paired with motivational words and empowerment, the level of success and happiness almost always improves. The problem is we tend to just choose music we like, but we are not purposeful in how that particular music can affect our mindset, mood, and day. So for this week, I want you to experiment. I want you to select a theme song and listen to it at least once every day while you're getting ready or on your way to work. You can listen to it during the day too and at night, but the key piece is to start your day off with this in your mind, your ears, and your soul. And in your soul work guide, there's a list of songs to get you started, but the world of music is your playing field. Choose your style, your message, and get the music playing. So, while we're focusing on your morning routine for this week, there are other anchor ideas in your soul work guide to create routine and rhythm so that you can have more freedom, success, and follow through on what you truly desire in your life. Dive in, drop your anchors, start skinny dipping, and have a lot of fun.